Welcome to The Rich Report, a podcast with news and information on the world of big data. Today, my guest is from Teradata. We have Manan Goel. He is the Senior Director of Product Marketing at the company. So, Manan, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming on. What I thought we'd do is we'd go through your slides about the Aster Discovery platform, and then we'll follow that with a Q&A.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so we just launched the Aster Discovery Platform 6. And, before we talk about the specific capabilities that Aster 6 brings to market, I just wanted to give you a quick background in terms of what we are seeing in the marketplace, you know, the requirements we are hearing from customers around analytics and discovery, and then talk about, you know, the key capabilities we are bringing to market. So essentially, you know, what is top of the mind for business and IT leaders today is, you know, they want to gain competitive advantage with big data. You know, so as you know, these new data sources are coming online. So traditionally, organizations have had access to ERP, CRM, transactional data, but now they have access to, things like machine logs, sensors, location data, GPS data, things like that, and it presents newer opportunities for organizations to, you know, better understand their customers and innovate and optimize with this data. So that's top of the mind for organizations. But they want to do these, they want to analyze this data by reducing complexity around big data analytics. You know, so there's too much noise around big data. There are a lot of solutions. But organizations are looking for a way where they can, you know, leverage their existing investments in people, in technology, to reduce complexity around big data analytics and, you know, have these capabilities pervasively available within the organization. And they want to do it, they want to use these newer kind of analytics to drive innovation and growth within their organizations. So, at Teradata, our position is that, you know, every organization today needs a comprehensive data architecture, if you will, to most efficiently store, manage, analyze, and profit from all their data. And then what this unified data architecture includes is, it includes three workload-specific solutions. It includes Hadoop as a data lake where you can land data, pre-process it to load it into upstream systems like Aster and Teradata. Aster is a discovery platform where, you know, you do analysis on top of this structured and unstructured data using multiple analytic techniques like SQL, MapReduce, and Graph, and find these nuggets of information in that data, and then turn it over to, you know, Teradata integrated data warehouse to operationalize these insights and, you know, make them pervasively available to the organization. Now, within Aster, you know, when we talk to customers, we position Aster as a discovery platform which empowers our customers to quickly bring in these diverse set of data together in a single place and analyze them through multiple analytic methods or techniques like, you know, SQL, MapReduce, and Graph. So when we talk to the customers about the requirements for discovery, these are the four things that they tell us about. You know, so they say that all data, not only data from transactional sources, but also these newer sources like clickstream, machines, sensors, GPS data is important to them. Then the second thing is they want to look at all of this data in an integrated manner through unified interfaces across, you know, these diverse set of analytic methods. And then the third thing is they want to enable it more pervasively across the organization. They want to close the skills gap where, you know, not only the data scientists, but also, you know, your traditional analysts like business analysts and data analysts can use these discovery techniques and find insights in big data. And then finally, they want to do it at a rapid scale. Now, just to give you an example of why these things are important, if you think about the concept of all data or how, you know, you can in integrate these multiple silos of data together to deliver much higher business value. I'd like to talk about an example of an e-commerce customer that we have, and you know how they benefited by combining these different data sets using the Aster Discovery platform. So, you know, this organization had access to transactional data, things like, you know, the demographics of the customers, what they are buying, at what price point. But then they also have access to a lot of interaction data. These were the interaction data, things like, you know, the visitors to the website, people who are coming in, adding stuff to their shopping basket but never completing the purchase. And what they did is, like, you know, they combined these interaction data with transaction data, and they were able to do better web analytics. They were able to identify trends around pricing, around advertising, around navigation in their website. And by taking care of those issues, they were able to deliver much higher business value. They were able to convert a lot of, you know, visitors to revenue-paying customers and increase, you know, their profitability and margin, things like that. So the point here is that, you know, as you keep combining these multiple types of data, the value of information that you get out of it increases exponentially. And that's where we are going with Aster Discovery Platform. We want Aster Discovery Platform to natively store, manage, and analyze different types of data. So, you know, organizations can look at these different types of data together and deliver much higher business value. Same thing goes for, you know, combining these different styles of analytics, these different analytic styles of analysis like statistics or behavior analysis or graph analysis. They give you multiple lenses of looking at your data. And then by combining these multiple lenses, you know, you can increase the value of information manyfold. So here's an example of one of our telco customers. You know, they had statistical tools. They were doing analysis using statistical tools, customer churn analysis, and, you know, their models were working okay for them, but then they brought in Aster. And with Aster, they started doing path and pattern analysis, and they were able to, within a matter of weeks, they were able to improve the yield of their churn models by 25%. And then, you know, they kept on going. Then they started using Aster for tech sentiment analysis. They look at, you know, customer call records from the contact center, identify issues around churn, you know, by looking at keywords. They were able to do better churn predictions. And finally, you know, like with the graph capability that we are launching, not only they'll be able to do, you know, direct analysis of churners, but they can also find who these churners might influence, and they might churn in the process as well. And this can give them, you know, like 6x improvement in churn predictions and all. So really, like, you know, as you combine these multiple styles of analysis together, the value of information increases exponentially, and you can deliver much more richer and powerful insights. From Aster perspective, we are working hard to bridge the skills gap around doing discovery and big data analytics. So we're making tools available for the entire user population, from developers to data scientists to business analysts to, you know, for everyone to be able to do discovery, do big data analytics, and find insights in the data. And then finally, you know, like, discovery is a very iterative process. You know, there are four main steps to doing discovery: data acquisition, preparation, analysis, visualization. So we are making it easy for our customers to, you know, do all of these four steps in an integrated manner from a single platform, and to iterate rapidly, go across any of these steps, and, you know, find, explore rapidly and find much more richer and powerful insights. So with that background, let me talk about Aster 6, you know, what we announced with Aster 6 on October 8th. So you know, Aster 6 is the next generation discovery platform or analytic solution, you know, that we are bringing to market. And it brings three key capabilities to the market. So the first thing that we are doing in Aster 6 is we are launching a brand new graph analytic engine. So up until now, you know, we have had a SQL engine and a MapReduce engine in the platform, but now we are also adding a graph processing engine to the platform. And what this will allow and empower our customers to do is to look at their data from multiple lenses, you know, be able to do multiple kinds of analysis like path or pattern analysis or text or sentiment analysis or graph analysis in their data and find, you know, much more richer and powerful insights. The second thing that we are doing is we are adding a new file store within the Aster Discovery platform. And the idea here is, you know, a lot of data that lives in the organizations doesn't lend itself really well to relational storage models. So up until now, we have, you know, a row store and a column store, but now we are adding a file store where customers can quickly ingest multi-structured data into the platform, pre-process it, load it into the relational store, or even do analytics on top of it. So that's the second thing. And the third capability we are really excited about is this Snap framework for discovery, which truly brings these multiple analytic engines and multiple data stores together and make them work in an integrated manner through a unified SQL-based interface, through cross-analytic engine optimization, query processing, and, you know, storage models and all. So this is really transformational. You know, this Snap framework, what it will allow analysts to do in our platform is to be able to write, you know, single SQL query and have constructs, algorithms in that query around graph, around MapReduce, around SQL, all in a blended manner. And, you know, look at their data through multiple lenses and deliver much more powerful insights. So that's where we are going with, you know, the Aster Discovery platform. Really exciting, fascinating launch for us. So let me stop here and see, you know, if you have any questions for me.
Well, sure. I'm curious about the genesis of this. Was this customer driven? Were they asking for these capabilities? Is that how it got started?
Absolutely. You know, what we heard from customers is natively managing these diverse data sets in an integrated manner on a platform and having the ability to view these, to analyze this data through multiple lenses or analytic methods were really important for them. So the example that I showed you is like, you know, when that e-commerce customer combined transactional data with interaction data, they saw much higher business value. Same way, you know, when the telco customer combined, you know, their statistical based churn models with path and pattern analysis models, text sentiment analysis models, and graph analysis models, they saw much higher business value. So that's where, you know, this is, customers have been telling us that, you know, they want to look at the diverse data that they have within their organization, the structured and the unstructured data, all in an integrated fashion. They want to look at it through multiple lenses or analytic techniques like graph, like MapReduce, like SQL, and that's where we are going with it.
Yeah, you know, I've had my first experiences with graph over at Facebook, and really fascinating what the power that brings of showing relationships. What was the underlying technology you used for your graph search? Did you invent it yourself, or did you adopt something?
Right. So our graph engine is based on a processing framework called Bulk Synchronous Parallel. Mm-hmm. This is a framework which is really targeted towards massive scale, iterative, parallel processing models. And it's really well suited for, you know, use cases around graph structure analysis, where you have millions of vertices and, you know, millions of interactions between them called the edges. So this framework is gaining a lot of popularity in the industry. It's very different from, you know, MapReduce. Google sort of pioneered it with their Pregel implementation, the Apache Giraffe folks are using it. So we sort of have our own implementation of this BSP-based processing model, and the power there is it takes our graph processing capability is massively scalable. It's not bound by any hardware or software limitations. It's not bound by any memory limitations. We can easily, for efficient processing, we can use memory, but then we can also spool to the disk, and we can do efficient page in, page out, and continue processing graphs at massive scale. And essentially, if you think about it, the idea here is to solve, really interesting use cases. The use case that we are going after are more analytical in nature, where you look at the entire structure of the graph and find insights in that. So just to give you an example, a grocery retailer can use our graph capability to find relationships or affinity between products that people buy together. And the idea here is for the grocery retailer to do better product placement in their stores, so they can entice a customer from buying a low margin to a high margin product. So if you think about it, a grocer with our graph engine can lay out all the transactions, the millions of transactions that are happening in their store as a graph, and they can start looking at it. These nodes or vertices on the graph can be the products that people buy, and the edges between them can be the can indicate the transactions where these products were bought together. So if you look at your graph that way, you can find trends that people buy. There are clusters of products that people buy together, so you can find that people buy salad and salad dressings together, and then you can find another category like where people buy wines and meats together. But those are easy finds. Any collaborative filter type technique will also help you find these things. Where our graph processing really adds value is it can help you find these bridge or gateway products, which connect these diverse category of products together. So in this case, the bridge product might be an olive or a cheese or condiments that connect, your low margin category of salads to a high margin category of wines and meats together. And then through, algorithms like betweenness centrality, we can help customers identify these relationships in their data. And the insight for the grocer would be they can do better product placement in their store. So when somebody comes in to buy a low margin product like salad, they entice them to buy cheese, and then they entice them to buy wine and meat as well, and essentially go from a low margin transaction to a high margin transaction. Similar way, there could be use cases. So I have another use case around HR retention, where you can, in this case now the graph is made up of your employees, and the edges are the connect edges are the messages they are exchanging or the emails they are exchanging. So you can find shapes within your graph, and now the insight is if somebody were to leave from this shape, it creates a discontinuity, and you might be able to find people who might also leave as a result of that person leaving, and you can better target HR retention programs to that. So essentially, we see really interesting use cases of graph coming together, and we see a lot of value in it.
Now, do I have to be a data scientist and like type in big Boolean queries to get this kind of output from the system?
Absolutely not. Our vision from the beginning has been that we want to bridge the skills gap, if you will, and we want to make these capabilities pervasively available to a broader user population within an organization. So that's where we have standardized on SQL as a language which unifies these multiple analytic engines that we deliver from our platform and these multiple data stores that we deliver from our platform. So that's where this SNAP framework comes in, the unified SQL interface comes in, where we integrate all these analytic capabilities through a single query language that is SQL, and through a unified SQL interface. So what it would mean is that, you know, if you have to write a query which combines graph and MapReduce and SQL together, you can all do it in one single SQL query. We provide a lot of pre-built out-of-the-box functions. We have a rich library of 80-plus functions. So the customers can, you know, just use those functions as a building block to construct a query which grows beyond, you know, just a single style of processing. It can include, you know, multiple styles of analytics and deliver much richer business value. So let me give you an example here just to put things in context, Ron. So, Rich. So as we were talking about, the telco churn example, you know, so what our technology would allow you to do is, you know, through SQL, you can write a query to see, you know, to create, to look at your subscribers and to do path analysis on them and find out, you know, who's on a path to churn. So it can show you a customer's journey, and you can see, you know, if customers are unhappy with your service, they're calling into the call center and all. You know, we provide out-of-the-box SQL-based path analysis functions for you to do that. But then we also provide, you know, text sentiment analysis. So you can layer the same query and have, you know, text sentiment functions in it where you can see, also see if this person, you know, made a negative tweet about your service or something like that. Then you can also put statistics on top of it to see, you know, if what is their propensity of churning. And you know, with the new graph capabilities in Asterisk, not only you can identify the direct churners, but you can also find, you know, their social networks and their connections, and you can find, you know, who these people may influence in the process, and they might churn as a result of that as well. So this is really powerful, and all of this is happening through a unified SQL interface, with cross-engine optimization, query processing capabilities that we deliver. So it's really powerful from an end-user perspective. You know, they don't have to be a data scientist. Even with a simple language like SQL and with pre-built out-of-the-box functions that we provide, they can do these rich, complex, and powerful analysis.
So this is a great example, Manan, because I'm always asking people, you know, who's going to make money from big data. And if you look at like this example, you think of all the money involved. If you start losing subscribers, that's money you were counting on. That was revenue you're used to. Keeping them would be a big impact on the business, it seems to me.
Absolutely, Rich. You know, if you think about it, telcos, you know, the cell phone providers, it's a highly saturated industry. You know, they have 95% saturation rate. So pretty much everybody has a cell phone today. It's really hard for, you know, telcos to find new customers. So retaining existing customers for telcos is very important. You know, every retained customer translates into margins and revenues and nice things like that. And then, you know, with our graph processing capabilities, with our integrated query execution capabilities, you know, what a telco analyst would be able to do is to write these interesting queries, you know, where they can not only find direct churners, but who all they can influence. And then it has been said that, you know, in telcos, every time a key subscriber churns, anybody who's connected to him is 6x more likely to churn.
Well, I suppose they say, hey, you know, I switched from, you know, whatever, AT&T, and I saved $20 a month. My immediate circles are going to find that very influential.
Absolutely. Like, you know, so it's not only you. You may be leaving, you know, and AT&T might only be losing $20 on you, but you might be connected to, you know, thousands of your connections, and they might be spending, you know, millions of dollars with AT&T every year. So even that revenue is at risk. So So that is what the power of, you know, combining these multiple analytic techniques together seamlessly in a single platform in a unified SQL interface can do for you. It can help you identify these rich and powerful insights that you can then act on and deliver much higher business value.
Well, that's terrific, Manan. So at least from a kind of a wrap up here, how easy is it to kick the tires on this and you know, try it out for a customer?
Yeah, so Rich, we are, in terms of the availability of the product, we just launched it. We are accepting customers to our beta program right now in the current quarter, so they can run betas on this. The product will become generally available in Q1 of 2014, so, you know, it'll be available then. But then we also provide a capability called Aster Express, where somebody can go to our website and download a fully functional version of the Aster software for them to try it out. So that's available as well, you know, for people, for customers, you know, who want to play on the software on their own. They can download this fully functional version of Aster called Aster Express and start experimenting with their data and all. And plus, you know, we all at Teradata, you know, we provide a comprehensive consulting services. We have a strong consulting services organization which can work with customers to, you know, identify these type of use cases and deliver, you know, much higher business value.
Well, that's terrific. Well, Manan, this has been a very interesting demonstration. So I want to thank you once again for coming on the show today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. Okay, folks, that's it for the Rich Report. Stay tuned for more news and information on the world of big data.